Pepper, I wonder if you could sort of give your overall thoughts to the way your defensive line played against the Steelers, specifically the pressure they brought.
Kind of moving on past the Steelers. So focus on the Colts right now. I don't really have any comments about the Steelers.
Pepper, along those lines, how does the way that the Colts run the ball, we've seen that stretch run over the years, maybe alter what you guys will do along the defensive line?
Those guys have really done well as far as replacing some offensive linemen, you know, in the past and still, you know, running the stretch and zone run good. We just, you know, we have to play the guys that's blocking us. You know, it's not anything different. It's still football. We have to, you know, we have to play the blockers and defeat the blockers. But, you know, they just make it tough because they work so well with each other.
We've seen Vince moved all, you know, from end to tackle and back again. Can you talk about what's made him so versatile and effective in that role for you?
Well, Vince is, you know, he's our guy as far as, you know, on the defensive line. So he is a defensive lineman, and pretty much that's what Coach Belichick bring in here. He tries not to, to get a guy that just can play one position. And if you remember when Vince was a rookie, he played the left defensive end. He just never really experienced the right side of the ball with us. But he had played it in his college career, so just using, you know, his knowledge of the game, and we just, you know, just moving around a little bit. But pretty much all our guys are kind of versatile like that.
So, what's the best thing about moving Vince to end? Is it getting your strength on their strength, maybe a tackle, or what does that gain you?
Well, it can do a lot of different things. It all depends on the situation and the teams that we plan. But just moving around so that teams can't just focus on, hey, he's going to be at nose, so we can have a lot of doubles and game plan him that way. If they are game planning him, it can also just show his value to us.
Pepper, how do you feel some of your young players are progressing, such as Brandon Dedrick and even a second player like Ron Brace?
I think all those guys, they're doing well. They took some baby steps there for a while, but I think they all are doing well. They're trying. Speaking of those two guys, I just saw them both there, you know, over here watching a little film and trying to get ahead and stay on pace with everybody else and Ron has had a year to adjust to the pro career, and now, you know, Dedrick is learning. You know, it's a process for him. It's different for those guys, but they're trying. That's one thing that that we do. I think we do a decent job around here is trying to, you know, get the guys that, you know, make that adjustment from college football to pro football, and, you know, get everybody on the same page because we're going to need them.
Pepper, what's the process like for you on a week-to-week basis? I mean, I don't think any position changes as much as the defensive line, whether it's personnel, different look, who's going to play what position. Seems, I think it's been different every week. What goes into that decision-making process for you, and when do you know who you're going to get to use?
My job is to prepare them all. You know, the way I look at it, I think all my guys are decent enough to play in the ball games. And, you know, whoever, you know, gets the draw from Coach Belichick, they get the draw. My job is to prepare them all, so I get them all prepared.
For a guy like Brace in particular, you know, he was inactive, I don't know, what was it, 3 weeks ago, and then he comes in on the goal line, you know, and blows up the Peterson run against the Vikings, and then he plays a ton against the Steelers. You know, how does he handle kind of the back and forth, and is that all a matchup thing, depending, you know, where he ends up playing?
Kind of yes and no, but yeah, we You know, we take each, I'm quite sure you guys are aware, we take each opponent differently. You know, some guys match up well against this team, and, you know, some guys match up better against another team. Like I was just saying earlier, Ron Brace is, you know, trying to grow into a strong professional, and, you know, that's some of the things that we ask of him during the course of the year. And instead of sitting around pouting or anything like that, he likes playing football. So whether he plays two plays or he plays 20 plays, he's out there trying to do his best.
You know, we often talk about matchups in the media, you know, receiver versus cornerback, you know, the ones that are easy for us to see. But as a guy who coaches defensive line, what's your feel for a Will Fork, Jeff Saturday matchup? What does Saturday do well, and how do you view that matchup?
Also, with the Colts offensive line, you can say that's a matchup, but it's not really a matchup because they all work well with each other. And in a sense, that's what we are trying to do, like I said, about moving some guys around or whatever. But they all work well with each other. With Jeff Saturday, what he brings to the table is he's a quick guy, he's a strong guy, he's a very smart offensive lineman. So he knows what he's capable of, and I'm quite sure he does a lot of studying of Vince Wilfork and some of the defensive linemen that he's going to encounter from the guard position to the guard position. So he prepares himself to whether he's going to cut a guy off, whether he's going to down block, whether he's going to cut block. He's very versatile like that. So it's not one thing that I think he really excels at. And at the same token, I don't think he, have like a weak spot where we can just try to pick on him. Okay, he has a weak spot. He's good at the things that they ask him to do.
Does he remind you of anyone, Pepper, that you played against?
No. No, it's kind of hard to picture some of these players playing when I was playing.
Thank you, Pepper.
Thank you.
All right. See you tomorrow.